Okay.
You could speak to Spike, Poppy, or Obadiah.
I'll go for Spike.
Okay. Hi.
Hello there.
What do you want?
Just saying hello.
Well, you wanted to talk to me. What do you want?
I was just seeing how you were and all.
Not very good, I have to tell you, actually.
That's pretty obvious.
How are you?
I'm grand, thanks.
Yeah, you seem to be in great humour. What is that?
I was just chatting to Prudence there. I thought I'd say hello to you.
She's a bit of a bore, isn't she?
Oh, no, I thought she was quite engaging. She was grand.
Yeah, suppose. You kind of a sunny person, are you?
Not so much. No, no. Not early in the morning anyway. I'm terrible in the morning.
Ah, good. That's what I like to hear. A normal person who's a bit pissed off at life in the morning.
Yeah. It's not till maybe about this time after lunch that I'll actually wake up. So, no, I'm terrible in the morning.
So what do you act like when you're getting up in the morning and somebody starts to annoy you?
I just generally don't talk to people in the morning at all. Just stay away from them until I have some coffee or a couple of hours of light, and then I'll start talking to people. But usually I keep my head down and don't interact with anyone.
What about someone's pestering you?
Yeah, if it's especially early in the morning, I'll more or less tend to ignore them.
Oh, so you just let them continue to pester you and you just ignore them?
Well, if I can get away from them, I will. But if I can't, I'll just make excuses and pretend I'm doing something else.
Annoyed though.
You do, but you can take it out in different ways. I just email somebody, go, oh, my head's wrecked, you know.
Oh yeah, have a bit of a moan about it.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you're kind of letting them walk all over you a bit, are you not?
No, because sure, it's only petty things really that would annoy me, so what's the point in saying anything if it's only something small that's only annoying me at that moment in time? If they said it later, it'd be fine, you know. It's my problem, not theirs.
Bit of a strange attitude, though. People are really annoying.
But you can't be going around speaking your mind all the time.
Why not?
Because people will end up really not wanting to be near you at all, and you'll be very isolated in the end.
Or they'll respect you for it.
I don't. It's not the approach I'd go for anyway.
What about if someone really, really annoys you?
Oh, then I'll say it and I'll tell them why they're annoying me. But, you know, unless it would have to be something pretty big.
To get aggressive with someone.
Yeah.
I see. So what would you say to, you know, if you're ranting to someone else?
I'm ranting to somebody else about something that's annoying me, or I'm giving out to them. If
about something else.
Oh, God, I go on brilliant rants. Just really annoying things, like people, car drivers drive me mental. I have a license and I can drive, I just don't have a car. And people that park up on the curb so that you can't actually walk on the footpath, they drive me mad.
Yeah.
And those methody kids are always outside my office, they drive me mad.
Making loads of noise.
Yeah, I go on rants about them. I have gone out to give out to the kids.
Have you?
Just once. Well, I found them in the building. And I used to work in Methody at one point. So I adopted the whole teacher approach, going, now, should you really be in here? One of the guys, his friends had locked him into the building, so I gave out to the friends. But yeah, no, they're just very, very loud and just always making a mess outside. It's impossible to get out of the building at 4.
Well, I'm glad you did something about it.
Well, they're still there, so it wasn't very effective.
You're not tempted to do something else to get rid of them?
Well, I don't think there's much I can do.
Bit of a defeatist attitude, it doesn't sound like you.
No, it's, well, like the school couldn't do anything, and, you know, I was thinking about that, but I'm pretty sure. I was wondering if, because they're still in their school uniform, whether the school would be able to implement any sort of rules, but I, like I said, I worked in Methody and it's very unlikely that they're going to do anything about it.
Right, I'm kind of sick of talking to you now.
Right.
You can speak to Poppy or Obadiah.
I'll go for Obadiah, sure.
All right, bye.
Bye.